and ABBS Mobile. KE8RU8 from NACDF. W8FU. Happy Friday. Maybe. Anywho, I debated on going in today, but I guess I had no reason not to. Go Lions, W-A-R-C-Y. Good morning, everybody. I'm in and out. Donald, good morning. Don't be such a stranger. Feel free to hop in whenever. And, yeah, go Lions. Hopefully they're able to pull it off. And, Sean, you're a if you don't choose it, you lose it, PTO kind of guy, aren't you? Or can you roll that to next year? Because I know you said you had a bunch of days left, and we're about done here. Yeah, he had six. I got 6 days and 5.5 hours to burn. I took the 5.5 yesterday, so I got 6 days left to burn between now and the end of the year. So there's 2 full weeks, 10 days until we get to Christmas week, and then there's 4 days between Christmas and New Year's that I could burn. So there's a total of 14 days, and I got to take 6 of them off. When there's a will, there's a way. Find a way. I've got, I'm taking, 2 days off this year? 3 days, maybe? I took 2 days off to move, and I took 1 day off to hunt. But I need to take more off. I would like to take more off. Unfortunately, we're a skinny department, so it hurts my counterpart, which is also my boss, if I'm not in. Yep, that's the plight. Younger men get a lot less time off. They haven't been long enough to accumulate it, or they're, hustling and, and then as you get older, you've accumulated a lot of time and you get it. And, it's arguable, where do you need it? You could use it more for cool things when you're younger, but you just need it just because of the whole effort mentality after the grind, of 30 plus years, 40 years in the workforce. Excuse me. Oh, no doubt. Most of the PTO that I take, at least at my previous place of employment, were like, I don't feel like working today. The effort mentality. I think I got a little bamboozled here, though. I knew what I was getting myself into, but not entirely, but I don't have a PTO cap, so I fall under the director PTO category, to where I use whatever I want, but it's at it's like a discretionary thing, to where obviously if you abuse it, they're gonna crack down on you, but I feel guilty if I'm using it right now, because we're so busy, so. Hopefully we get through this. I get a couple jabronis underneath of me that are hourly employees, and then I can start taking some time. Yeah, I was reading a little bit on that. That's kind of a newer phenomena, and get Jack in here. Phenomena, anyhow. And what they're finding is people are kind of screwing themselves in this model. Since it's entirely up to you, like in a situation like mine where it's use it or lose it, it's like it's clear, and nobody says bats an eye. It's like, well, I'll, if I don't take it, I'll lose it, and there's a finite number, and all that stuff. You end up, making sure, like I am right now, making sure you use it all. In a situation like yours, it's like you describe. It's like, I don't know, I better make sure, it counts and all this, just getting up and saying, heck with it, I don't feel like it, is just, you start to feel more of the pressure of administration without the benefits. So, You got to make sure you take yours. I don't know what the proper number would be. It's customary to get, you know, 1 or 2 weeks, you know, the first year you're with a place, depending on your negotiation. That's pretty customary. I, you know, make sure you get at least a week in the first year. And, you know, even if you got to tell them, hey, I got this, you know, going on, I got to take some time, or, hey, I'm expected this or that. Just get your weekend. You know, otherwise, they'll let you screw yourself out of it. I think it's a smoke and mirrors kind of thing, right? Like, it looks great on paper for the employer. From the employer, you're like, oh, my God, I don't have a cap. You know, my old job, I didn't have a cap either, but I could also, I was in a position at a company where I was kind of spoiled working, but I'm not going to work today. And it, you know, no big deal, right? Because I was the one doing everything. Now, you know, it's a two-man team at a $500 million company. So if one of us isn't there, the other one's drowning. So it's not so much the administration that is hurting or getting upset about it. It's the respect for one another that we're trying to, you know, maintain that healthy relationship where we're not, I'm not going to come in today. So I'll probably talk to him today about it. Like, look, I've taken 2 to 2.5 days off since I've worked here for the last 4 months. I would like to take some more time off for the holidays. Yep, and you would hope that, you know, other people are taking holidays and stuff, and it slows a little bit. That's one thing I always noticed at our place. You know, people want to take off between Christmas and New Year's, but let me tell you what, you're not the only one. So we usually get pretty slow between Christmas and New Year's. It's a real Maytag repairman kind of a thing. So it's a good time, you know, in some cases. But yeah, you got to work something out with him. There's that. You know, there's the loyalty. You know, the I don't want to let my partner down. There's that. You know, but you know, you got to talk it over with him and say, hey, how are we going to, you know, get this, you know, resolve this so that the both of us, you know, get some time. You know, what's he get? You know, how much has he been off? You know, that'll be a good meter to gauge what would be appropriate for you. At ADVF, that's the other end of it where he just doesn't take time off. He doesn't, his daughter's 18, he doesn't see her. His girlfriend works like a machine 7 days a week. She's a teacher, and then she also works at, she works a side job just to stay busy. So he's like, I got nothing else to do, I'll just come to work. So that's the other flip side. But I told him we were friends before I even started working for him and before I came here. But I was like, I got a young family. They're priority one. I left 2 jobs because of them. I'll leave a third and a fourth. You know, they need to be a priority. And he understood, so it should be no surprise. And we are finally getting some people in, you know, to support us with the mundane, you know, my Bluetooth isn't working issues, thank God. So we'll have a lot more time freed up. Well, that's good. Sounds like you've got a plan. So, whoops. But the important thing is to just not let yourself screw yourself, you know, out of getting a little time off in a system like that. Because that's what they count on. They count on the, you know, and if you ever became, you know, a disgruntled or a problem employee, you probably wouldn't be there. So, you know, they don't have to worry too much about that. But as long as you're, what the hell? Hold on a sec. Got some sort of red lights up here, blue light flashing up here, and yellow lights, and everything's coming to a stop on Hall. If you're at, as long as you're at the freeway and heading east, you'll miss it. It's between the old Van Dyke and the freeway. Things are all jacked up. I got to pay attention here. I was just at 53 on Hall, but I'm at blank now, so I must have just missed that. Okay. What the hell just happened? Everybody was scurrying to get over to the right and try to get around this thing. And then there's a pickup in front of me, so I couldn't really see past it. All of a sudden, he got over, and I look, and it's gone. Everything I saw up in the head was gone. And I have no idea where it went. Back to moving. This is bizarre. It's the twilight zone. Yeah. Here. going over the Van Dyke Freeway right now. But yeah, there's flashers, and I couldn't, and yellow flashers. So there was apparently a vehicle that runs yellows and a vehicle that runs blues. So I presume a tow truck. I couldn't quite see what it was all about. It was about maybe, I don't know, maybe a couple hundred yards out ahead of me. Everybody was, had their blinkers on, trying to get over to the right to get around it. And as soon as I looked up and I got over, it was just, it disappeared. Weird as hell. I was so focused on looking at the cars to my side to get over, I wasn't paying attention to where the lights were going. Oh, well. No harm, no foul. All I got to do now is get myself a coffee. But I do get to do a little road tripping today, so that's good. Do like getting out on the road. You miss that at all? Sounds like you don't get a lot of road work anymore. What I missed the most about being on the road was the flexibility to run errands and get things I needed to done. I don't get that now. Like, it's hard. You know, I take lunch anywhere between noon and 2, so whole road is a complete disaster, as you're, I'm sure, well aware. Other than that, yeah, you know, the freedom was nice. It was nice not being in the office and the obligatory, you know, be working, whatever. So, yes and no. It is nice going to the same place every day, I will say that.
Yep. Mine has the best both worlds, kind of, sort of. You know, I get to, you know, drive around as much or as little as I want. And wish we're a little closer, but that's not a big deal. I'm a half hour, 25 minutes to a half hour out. But you never have to go really, I shouldn't say that. I do have some trips that take me to Lansing and stuff like that. But, you know, and those can be like, I don't want to go to Lansing today. But other than that, it's all pretty much, you know, stays within the county, so that's pretty cool. And yeah, it's nice to be able to run and get an errand. I've always been pretty cool with the guys about that, though. I'm more about getting the work done. You know, it's like, we have this work needs to get done, I need this work done. I don't really care a whole lot about the rest of the time management beyond that. I just need this work done.
Yeah, it's kind of the mentality here, too. You know, I can't stand when employers are like, you got to watch the clock, 8 hours minimum. And it's like, for what? You know, for me to twiddle my thumbs if I don't have anything to do? What if I busted ass all morning and I got it done? So our metric we go off of is our plate clean, you know, what's outstanding, what's scheduled, that kind of thing, rather than how many hours did you put in. So I can run out and do errands if I want, but it's more of a convenience thing, right? Like, when you're out on the road, you're driving past a UPS or a FedEx, it's a lot easier than having to leave the office, go to the store, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, with one, you got to say, hey, I'm going to do this, and then, you know, no matter, even if nobody cares or nobody's watching, the clock is ticking, you know. And, he left, you know, he took off, he should be back, you know, and 20 minutes or something like that, you know. So there's that whole, whereas if you're, yeah, like you said, if you're out on the road and you got to stop, you know, at the post office or something like that, there's no such clock ticking, so to speak. But there's a lot about being in a fixed location to like as well, but I think mine's a pretty happy blend of being able to get out and being locked down. Well, I'm never really locked down, but in shop. The only the one big one is that COVID. When we shut down, everybody was working from home. That is very difficult for us to do, and I'm probably the easiest. You know, my techs, forget it, they can't. Their work is literally in the field. You can't bring the work to them. And, you know, me a little bit more so, but I found that I just felt completely out of touch. I did not like it. And I just didn't feel like I was on top of things from home. And we tried, you know, meetings and, you know, radios and you know, we have radios, of course, and, you know, we always be communicating with one another and everything like that. Just still, just there was something about not being in that felt really detached. Didn't like it too much. I mean, there certain aspects of it, like, of course, I like, you know, being at home, but really from a work perspective, yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that. It was one of those things that was really cool at first, and then it got old quick. Especially, you know, much like you, like, I need to touch things, right? I can't do everything from home. I'm not a finance guy. I'm not one of those people that I just work on a computer, only on a computer. So it was really difficult, and then the restrictions when you had to go in and all that crap, it was just, yeah. The only silver lining to it was we literally had our firstborn in COVID. She was born March 19, 2020. So that was really cool because I got to stay home with her the first, like, I don't know, 12 months of her life with very few interruptions. So that was the plus side. Other than that, I'm much happier out of the house and socializing and being with the people I work with and building relationships. It makes getting things done a lot easier when you can talk face-to-face.
Oh, yeah. I think more comes up, you know, that when people are face-to-face. I think you talk about more stuff and you get a little bit more insight and stuff like that. So, I don't know. Anywho, you got to be close, if not there, because I have, I think I've already passed your place, and you were out ahead of me. I am almost to Barrymore's.
Yeah, I've been sitting in my parking spot the last, like, 10 minutes. It's the Friday procrastination. I'm going to go in, try to get out of here at a decent time today, and start my weekend. I'm going to go poke around on DXC, see what deals are left from Cyber Monday, Black Friday, whatever. I ordered all the stuff I need to build a Pi Star. I looked at the open spot. I couldn't pull the trigger. I don't know why. I still might. I don't know. I just like the idea of tinkering, but also, I don't know. You swear by that thing, don't you? Versus a regular Pi Star?
You know, it comes down to a matter of what you're looking for out of a node. If you're looking for something to keep at the house, and, you know, then I would recommend, you know, something based on the CHP-based Pi Star, you know, because it's got a nicer web interface, in my opinion, and it's a little bit more flexible. But for me, it's always been compact, self-contained, has a battery. But you can do all that with Pi Star. You can add a battery to it, and, you know, and do some other stuff. But the thing about the open spot is it is literally, you know, it's all self-contained in this really, really well, you know, design package. It's got an excellent user, it's got a clear node like interface on your phone. So you know what it is to digital nodes what clear node is to all star nodes. That's a perfect analogy. Except for it's one step beyond that because it's got its own built-in battery that you can charge while it's running and pull it on and off the charge. So mine just sits there plugged in, and then when I got to go somewhere, I just unplug it. It never drops a beat. And then and it runs for, you know, hours. And then, you know, when I get in the car, I can plug it in. When I get where I'm going, I can plug it in. So, you know, it's really a well-thought-out package. It is basically the clear node with a built-in, you know, battery that works like a UPS for digital modes. I guess that's the best way I can describe it.
And that's kind of what I gathered from that, too. So maybe I might cancel. It was an Amazon order, so I might cancel everything I ordered. I ordered a Pi 4, an MMDVM, a case for it, an antenna for it, a power supply for it. So, you know, by the time you do that, it's almost $200. Why not spend the extra $100 and have something, like you said, that I can take anywhere and it works like, you know, the clear node. So I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to go inside, cancel my Amazon. I'm going to order that. I'm over the moon about my clear node, so I don't know why I wouldn't want to continue that with the digital stuff. Because I do want to tinker. The whole reason I want to do this is because I still can't figure out this damn 75. I'm working on the APRS, trying to get that to work. Not having my 500 forcing me to learn Kenwood, which I'm not upset about. So
All right, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go inside and order my OpenSpot 4 Pro. So have a great day, Sean. Maybe I'll catch you on the way out of here. I'll be clear up to yours. That ain't DBS.
Just real quick, if you want, you're welcome to take mine and run it for a bit if you want to, you know, try before you buy. But that's on the table. So let me know. All right, catch you. W8FU.
Good morning, gentlemen. ACLP.
Morning, Mark. You caught both of us as we're pulling in the work. I just parked in front of my shop in the parking spot. I got to get in. How you been?
Well, shucks. I had a couple more minutes with you. Oh, well. I'm good. Making up a few days here and getting in the office. Happy to be up and mobile again. Walking without a boot, so this is good. Heard you out there, figured I'd say hi.
Something happened to your audio on that last transmission. It got really, really weak. And I caught something about out of the boot. I'm curious what that's all about. Let me get inside. I'll fire up inside and call you in a couple of minutes. I gotta just check in and all that. So if you're still here in about five, I'll give you a call. AC8LP, W8FU.
Yep, I'm here. 73, AC8LP. Not sure who that was, but you were nothing but noise, AC8LP. Radio check out on that. You're real noisy into the repeater, or wherever you're connecting in. This is AC8LP. That makes two of us. This keeps going quiet on me, so good luck with that. You came in a little bit stronger that time.
Getting a little bit closer to the repeater.
Absolutely fair. But getting towards one of my junction points here, I gotta pay attention. So good luck. Have a good day. 73-ACLP.
GFM. Good morning.
Good morning. Where are you off to today? You know where I'm going.
Oh, heading over to the office today, so I'm driving to Livonia right now. Got to go for a couple meetings.
Roger. Where are you at?
Rochester Road and M59.
Yep. All right. Not that far away, but you're heading west. Yeah, I got some goodies coming in the mail. UPS, I should say. Radio, some batteries, antennas. Black Friday stuff. It didn't come direct from Amazon, so took a week or so.
I really didn't buy any goodies this Black Friday. Nothing
nothing, I didn't think there was really any good deals out there, at least not on anything that I really wanted, so. Just got odds and ends.
Yeah, they had some weird walkie-talkie with, it was waterproof with GPS and a bunch of other really weird features. It was like $89 on sale for $59, and then it was on sale for $39. Then there's a 40% off. So anyhow, it was $24.50 the final price. And I got one of those Bluetooth programming dongles that are usually $30. That was $7. Bought a couple of high gain antennas for $7 and a couple of stubby ones for $4 for two. What else? A battery. And I can't remember.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I bought, they don't have Black Friday deals on them, was that scanner, but I sent that back. They just issued the refund, so I'm going to get the handheld version of it. I decided I wanted something more portable that I could, you know, easily put in the car or take up north or when I travel, you know, so I could get more use out of it. If I went with the base unit, it would just get used at the house and, you know, and then I really don't have the same use, so. So, yeah, I got the handheld one. I'm going to order. Well, it's in my cart, so now that I, as soon as the refund hits my charge, then I'll go ahead and click buy, so I should have that next week.
Roger. Well, I got a Phase 2 Whistler. It's a handheld. Then I bought those, the non-Phase 2 that I got, one at the cottage and one at the house. They're cheap. They're like $189 each, so I got the base and the handheld because they're so cheap. And according to a reliable source, we probably won't be switching to Phase 2 for a few years, so, you know, I'm good there. But I bought those like three, four years ago.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a lot of money to switch over, so, yeah, definitely will be a little bit longer, but, yeah, it's amazing now, all these new systems that are popping up, there's a whole lot left. I mean, probably in the next 10 years, there won't be a lot to listen to, not easily at least.
Well, I hope that new one helps your issue. If you want to hear one, sounds like a Macomb, like I always said, and like I told you before, go to the Broadcastify, or, you know, the scanner app or Broadcastify, and listen to the Macomb County feed. And that guy has a same scanner. I don't know if you get the base or the mobile, same thing, but anyhow, if you want to hear what it sounds like, and that's what they sound like. That simulcast distortion is really, really bad in this area. And like I said, I only found one way to null it out. It works perfect. But I live in a different location. It probably may work with you, it may not. So when you get it, if it still does that, we can figure something out.
Yeah, on the Broadcastify, I didn't really hear any of it. And then Greg set up his on the server mode, and I was listening to it on there, and I didn't hear any air. Where mine, it's terrible. It's annoying to listen to. but on his and Broadcastify, I didn't hear it. Everything that I listened to sounded good.
Comment.
Got you in there, comment. Well, Greg's not going to hear it because where he's at. And when I listen to the Macomb County feed, I hear occasional distortion and breakup. It's not perfect. It's about 80% there. But, of course, Greg, where he's at, he's not going to get that because he's not near any of these. He's only near one of the towers. Anyhow, go ahead, comment. Sounded like the Donald.
Winner, winner, chicken breakfast. Chicken and waffles. Yeah, you guys are talking about Broadcastify and the Macomb County scanner. I don't listen to that one anymore. I listen to a channel on there called Sterling Heights, Macomb County South. It comes in a lot clearer, and it covers pretty much everything in Macomb County south of, I think, like 26-mile road or something, and all the way down to, you know, like 8-mile. Just a suggestion. Again, it's called Sterling Heights / Macomb County South on Broadcastify or whatever radio reference thing you listen to. All right, I'll let you guys get back at it. Have a great Friday. Go Lions.
No, thanks a lot. That's a new one. It must have just popped up recently. I will check it out.
Yeah, I've been listening to it for about 2 months. Again, I'll let you guys go. WARCY.
Yeah, I didn't notice that one, so I'll definitely check it out. I've been listening to the broadcast, but I never really knew about it until you mentioned it. So it's, but it works pretty good. It's not bad at all. Well, it works really good. It probably works just as well as what I'm buying.
Well, I'll add one more thing. I'm on Gordon Edwards' system, and I paid $3 for, like, commercial-free ads, and I paid that, like, 5 years ago, and I have not paid for a renewal since. And I like their screen better and everything else, but that's just it's a matter of personal taste. But as far as Macomb County goes, yeah, the regular Macomb County scanner is a little bit, you know, I guess they just talk over each other a lot. But, yeah, the one I use, Gordon Edwards, and the Sterling Heights, Macomb County South channel is much clearer than the Macomb. All right, now I'm finally out of here with W8RCY.
Yeah, I have that, too. I'm a premium member, and I do have the premium app, the Gordon Edwards app. I'm using it for a while.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting the app. I might be breaking up. I'm driving through the buildings in Pontiac here, so I should be out of it in a second. But yeah, I was thinking about getting the premium, only because it's not much money, and you know, if someone went through the effort of putting all that together, I figure I may as well try to support them.
Another thing with the premium, if you want a static URL, but it's weird, the static URL seemed to work no matter what, but what I do, I have a skill on my Alexa device, and I can listen to the police feeds through that as well, all the same stuff. Yeah, the skill is called you go to a website and you ask your device to say, give me a password for radio browser, then I'll give you a password, and then you type it in, and then you can create you can have one station or up to 100 stations, and you can pick from their list, or you can type in your own URL. So that's how I listen to Gary.
Yeah, that's what I got to try to get working. Because it seems I'm always using my computer, and Winamp's kind of getting in the way a little bit. So I got to get that routed to my speaker. Maybe I'll give that a try.
I listen to it on Android Auto, too, in my car. Hey, I'm at work. Catch you later. WEAP.
All right, take it easy. KEATFM.
KFHCAR.
Good morning. KEATFM. This is Davian. Fratelli Show Township, but I'm currently mobile. I don't know if I'm making it in. I'm kind of driving through the Orchard Lake area here and through all these windy, hilly roads. So if I'm not making it in, let me know and I'll clear.
Good morning. I'm sorry I didn't catch your call sign, but you're a little scratchy and you cut out a little bit towards the end. But you are intelligible. Over, KF8CAR.
Yeah, this is KE8TFM. Yeah, I'm over here driving through Pontiac and then now turning on Middle Belt here. So, yeah, it tends to not work. And I still haven't programmed this radio with the West Bloomfield repeater. I have to do that this weekend when I update for the other FBI change.
KE8TFM, you're sounding good this time. Over.
Yeah, I'm at the light at the Telegraph Bridge. The only high point here is this part of the drive. So, yeah. No, I'm just driving. I live in Shelby Township. I'm cruising over to Livonia right now. I got to head into the office today for work. So, yeah, I like to drive through the lake area here. It tends to be the smoothest drive with all the morning traffic and such.
Excellent. Yeah, you're coming out towards where I'm at. I'm in Novi, northwest side. Across to the left, to west side is actually Lyon Township, and north is Wixom. So it's kind of tough for me to make it out there without using the All-Star Link, which I'm using right now. Seems to be working pretty well. Anyway, nice chatting with you. KE8TFM, you have a good day. KF8CAR, we'll do it again.
All right, take it easy. KE8TFM.
KF8CAR, WARCY. Good morning, sir.
W8RCY, KF8CAR, good morning, Donald. How are you today?
I am doing great. I stayed up till midnight last night watching the Lions game, and I slept in for an extra couple hours this morning, but, you know, I got nothing better to do, so that's about it. Heard your original call, but I had a mouthful of pizza. I'm eating leftover pizza for breakfast.
Cold pizza for breakfast, or do you warm it up? You know that's a thing, right? That's cool. At least you stayed up, and it was worth it in the end, right? W8RCY, KF8CAR, over.
The answers to all your questions are yes, 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 and yes. It is cold right out of the fridge. I do not heat it up. And I'm actually drinking a root beer with it, too. So I'm, like, picking up right where I left off. I got about, it's cut kind of crazy. It's not cut into slices. It's a round pizza cut into, like, 16 squares. So I got about 6 pieces left for lunch today. But, yeah, I eat it cold right out of the fridge, unless it's really, really hard. But and it's also thin crust, so it makes it easier. But, yeah, cold pizza and root beer for breakfast for me. And I am like a 68-year-old college kid. Eat it right out of the box, don't grab a plate or anything. And, of course, since I'm the only one here, I drink the root beer right out of the bottle. So, yeah, that's about it.
Excellent, man. Whatever floats your boat. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'm sitting here at my desk, work. Just working from home today, and I went into the office, I think it was, I don't know, Tuesday maybe, and yeah, so thank God it's Friday. Are we good for tomorrow, going to the same place? Yeah, let me know, WRCY 565, I think, no, W8RCY, yeah, I got confused, sorry, man, GMRS and all. KF8CR, over.
Yeah, as far as I know, I have not known of any changes. I've only been there once since they reopened, unless something's changed or whatever. But, yeah, I'll be there in the morning. I believe Sean will be picking me up. But I'll touch base with him later. But, yeah, I have plans on being there. There's no doubt about it. Brian won't be there. Unfortunately, he's got to work. And as of yesterday, he still hadn't gotten his call sign.
Oh, okay, gotcha. And back to the old original place, you said?
Yeah, the Cozy Cabin. We've been there now for, I guess, like I said, I missed this past weekend because of the holiday, but I was there 2 weeks ago. You were there, too, I believe.
Yeah, I was. I just wondered, you know, in case there was some change of heart on that one. So, yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there tomorrow. It's a bummer about Brian not having his call sign yet, but he will soon enough.
Yeah, but it's not really a bummer. I think it's just because of the timing. I mean, I took my test on a Tuesday night, and that Saturday morning at breakfast, it popped up at like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning as I was coming in from Chesterfield back home. It showed up, so that's like 4 days. He took his test on a Sunday, and Sunday, you know, nothing gets done. And they probably at the Lance Cruz Club didn't get it in the thing until maybe Monday night, Tuesday. And then it takes about 4 days. So he may have even gotten it today. If not, he should have it by Saturday morning. If he doesn't, then I would like maybe, I don't know if you can, contact the boys in Washington.
Gotcha, gotcha. KFHCAR returning. That's good. But hopefully we'll have a good crowd. We usually do. You know, obviously the last time I was there, I couldn't make it. Last week I couldn't make it because the roads were terrible. But the week before, when we were all there, it was a little light, but you know that made sense, you know, with the holiday in between. But anyway, all right, man, I'll let you go. I gotta get to work here, and we'll clear on your final, sir. W8RCYKF8CAR 73s.
Quick question before you go. The gentleman you were talking to last night, I can't remember the call sign, but I think it's got an OT in it or something, 8OT or whatever it was. Anyways, where's he located at? Because on this note, he was coming in or whatever you guys are using to talk back and forth. I was picking up both of you guys like crystal clear.
Yeah, that's 88OD. That's John that comes to the breakfast sometimes. He's going to be there on Saturday. We were testing our All-Star nodes because that's what I'm talking on right now. We were coming in on, I don't know if he was coming in off of his analog RF signal or if he was using the VoIP phone. But, we are good to go on that, which is nice because I cannot hit FBI on my dual band base station, so I'm really stoked that I got this up and running. Thanks for the feedback on that one.
Okay, now you were mentioning there, John. Okay, I just know him as like Big John from Troy. Yeah. Okay, now everything's clicking there. But yeah, both of you guys were just solid, and I didn't get a chance to jump in or chime in. I let you guys have your conversation, but I couldn't catch the call sign. All right, I will let you go do some work. Me, I kind of slept on the living room floor last night because my back. I do that about two or three times a week now because my back just feels so much better in the morning. But, we'll see you in the morning. Have a great day. Don't work too hard. W8RCY, we're clear.
N-A-K-P-P.
I thought I was the only one out today. Well, I think that every day, considering I drive 95% of the time.
Good afternoon, Tom. I'm only here for a little bit. Gonna go grab a quick bite with Mama, and then she's gonna go get some stuff for the Christmas party tonight, the work Christmas party, then the family Christmas party tomorrow. Oh, and all sorts of troubles. May the festive season begin. Ho, ho, ho. N-A-K-P-P.
Rushing down to, where am I going? To the Carpenters Union School. I drop off my son's jacket that he needed that he left upstairs when he went down.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I didn't think you were a carpenter. I thought you were an electronics dude.
Oh, yeah, I'm security, and, you know, I'm security service, whatever you want to call it. I'm a tech, but he's a carpenter. And he's finishing up his last semester of apprenticeship, and then he journeys out in about a week.
Oh, good for him. This skill trade thing has gotten a lot of bad PR lately by all of our fellow elitists, and I disagree with it. I think we need a lot more skilled trades people. So, and I think it's time they start taking advantage of the shortage too. So I'm proud of them. Any of those trades I'm proud of. They dropped them out of school. You know, they dropped the, what they, I don't want to mean it that way, but, you know, they dropped the classes out of school. They dismiss it. They do everything they can. And, you know, we need some of these talented people. My neighbor was a plumber. He's retired now, but he made a comment, oh, a handful of years back that, you know, when he was his age, he said, he says, the guy that, when he was a young man, he says, the guy that was teaching him used to sit around and smoke cigarettes and read the paper. And he says, and now that he's near retirement, he says he never got that luxury because nobody young was getting into the business. Kind of sad.
Well, they all want these degrees and, you know, I'm going to go to school and come on, I expect to make $150,000 a year, blah, blah, blah. It's like, hey, can you check the oil in the car? What's the oil? You know what I mean? I mean, I think my daughter, when she graduated in 2015, she was the last one in her school in the auto shop. After that, they closed it up.
Yeah, now you look at these things. I mean, they're actually quite complex, and some of them you actually keep the ghost down trying to fix them. So, very, very complex. Look at that. He caught up to me. I took out a subdivision pretty quick, and he's right on my tail. Yeah, that's what happens when you fire a little car with a little blower motor in it.
Hey, I got this little park car. It's got a little four-cylinder in it. Sometimes it can't get out of its own way. I'm trying to figure out, where do I gotta go on Davidson to meet up with my son?
I'm trying to pay attention to make sure I don't hit this girl standing in the middle of the street handing out things and trying to collect money.
Three DPDs that just drove by me.
There you go. They're alive and working, chasing things. Did you watch the game last night? And then I got to get out of here. It was pretty exciting. Again, we win by a field goal in the last 2 seconds. So it seems to be kind of our thing.
Yeah, my daughter watched it on Amazon Prime. She watched it on her phone. Came down this morning and it says, yeah, we won. My field goal. I'm like, cool, good enough for me. I don't follow it too much. Only, you know, only if I'm sitting there, I'll watch it. Besides that, I won't actively turn it on.
Well, I'm a football ball. golf later in the season, but I'm kind of a bigger football buff because we're doing good. And I think it's about time we did good. So, Mr. Tom, affectionately known as Cujo, I got to let you go. Cujo, I got to let you go. Look at that. A poet didn't even know it. So, got to go feed Mama to keep her ungrumpy. I'm still at that stage where I can feed Mama and keep her ungrumpy. So, I will chat with you guys later, or you later, and 73s and all those other numbers that we're supposed to say, NAKPP after yours.
NAKPP 73, eat well, keep her happy, drive safe, I'll see you on the flip. KCKJO Cujo clear.
KPP for a little bit.
N8KPP, KF8CAR. How are you, sir?
I am doing great. How are you? KFACAR, as in car. And over here is Wally with Tampa Lima, Lima Yankee, and beautiful in Baltimore, Michigan.
Doing okay, Wally. This is DC. I met you at the breakfast. We talked a little bit about the Cisco phones, and I'm the one that has that little tiny Raspberry Pi with a battery for the DMR stuff. You heading home to from work?
I'm kind of at the stage in my career where I can kind of come and go as I please. So, yeah, I did not go to the office today, although I did a whole bunch of communication with different customers, different clients on the telephone today, and I took my wife off to a late lunch, and she's trying to do a little Christmas shopping right now, so that's it. I do remember you. You were the guy that you also spoke another language. I remember you. You were to the right of me.
Yes, sir. N8KPP, KF8CR, returning. So are you going to be there tomorrow, or are you going to be busy? Just wondering. We got a few people going that I talked to, so... Yeah, I'm still at work here, man. It's been a long day. Been up since 3 a.m., so I'm a little bit tired. Over.
You're a stronger person than I am. I could not do the 3 a.m. stuff anymore. I used to do it when I was a young man. I used to run around to be up all night and then work all day. But that kind of stuff is all behind me. I don't do that kind of thing anymore. But, yeah, I don't think I'm going to make it tomorrow. We've got to head towards the Kalamazoo area for a family Christmas party. It's a every year thing, and it's always the first Saturday of the month. And it's actually in a little town called Coloma. So that's where we're heading. It's like exit 38 right in that area on I-94. So that's where we're heading.
Excellent. Well, I hope you and your family have a nice Christmas holiday party. And, yeah, we'll miss you tomorrow, I guess, but next time we'll catch up. I got a couple of questions for you anyway. I got the Cisco phone connected, but I'm a little bit in the dark with it, as you can imagine. But anyway... I'll let you go. I'll get back to work here. And, oh, yeah, Kalamazoo. That reminds me of my old stomping grounds when I went to Western. I'm an alumni there. But, yeah, nice chatting with you, man. I hope you have a good weekend. KF8CAR, clear on your final.
Yeah, Alpha 2, hold on here, I gotta stop this. Alpha 2, did you check on our website? It's not our website, but it's Dave's website, that he's done really, really well on helping get that phone set up. The whocaresradio.com. Dave, if you're in here, make sure I got that right. And then there's a section there on that phone and how to set it up. And it has a lot of the digits to get to connect to people that you know that attend that breakfast. Did you check that website out? Who Cares Radio? If Dave is in here, if I'm wrong, if I'm missing something, but that will help a lot too, setting it up for specifically this area.
KF8CAR. Yeah, Wally, I got it. It's actually really nice. It helped me out a lot. It's just that I'm not really sure how to use it other than dialing, but just a few other questions, just general stuff. But, yeah, we'll catch up next time. Thanks again.
Okay, very good. You had a good rest of the afternoon. Hope it goes well. I will talk later. NHKPP.
NHRAN.
NADDF.
on that.
Just got in the truck.
And I'm moseying on through Richmond right now.
I am finally leaving, and I'm going to go get some ice cold beer.
I'm on call for the rest of the year, so I'm choosing money over adult beverages.
No, smart choice. I don't blame you. But fortunately for me, my on-call is all the time, but I don't have to drive anywhere, so I just need to pull out the computer I got with me 24/7.
Well, last Sunday I had to... Where did I run to? I ran to somewhere close. I think like Chesterfield or something. Went over there, reset a cell unit. Oh, look, it's talking. Then I left. Oh, no, yeah, it was Chesterfield. 23 and Gratiot. How do you like that?
I'll take those calls any day of the week. I had a user come grab me earlier. She goes, my keyboard's freaking out. It keeps typing numbers, and I'm not touching it, blah, blah, blah. My mouse isn't working. I go in there, she's got a notebook on her laptop that's docked off to the side and flipped open, and she's working off of an external keyboard and mouse and monitors. So pick up your notebook, and problem solved.
The only thing I've had a problem with is I had a wireless Dell mouse plugged into a Dell laptop, you know, and it had the chip or whatever that went into the USB. And the mouse would just be sitting there, all of a sudden you could just see the pointer start just scrolling across the screen, like for no apparent reason. Had a mind of its own.
Hardware does some weird stuff. I have, I got a brand new Snapdragon Lenovo T14S laptop that I've been working off of just to see if it's compatible with what we do. And yesterday I had a hell of a time getting my docking station to work. It was like I had a bad USB-C port on the thing, and then today it's literally totally fine, like nothing ever happened. So, yeah. And I already got a service call with Lenovo, and I want to come swap my board and everything, and it's like I don't really need to, nor do I want to, because it's working.
And it's just weird how those, I mean, it just did it all by itself, and it's only on one laptop that does it on. So I think it's just, you know, it's just screwy. It's another laptop. I don't care. I just unplug it and use it like, you know, use the keyboard, and I'm fine with it.
We have a pretty healthy budget, so if I've got a PC that's older than 3 years and it starts even showing any signs of problems, it's gone. It gets upgraded.
Oh yeah, we do that too. You know, I think it's every 2 years, every 3 years, we're supposed to swap our company laptops. And they give us another one with so much security features on it, you can't even sneeze it or sends an alert. Oh no, you can't sneeze on the laptop. Nope, that's not allowed. It's dumb.
I get those complaints all the time.
I can't install software. I don't have to run it elevated. And then it says, okay, you're approved, even though it's their own, it's company software. You know, it's part of our company. Kind of thing, and yet we can't run it. And sometimes the USB ports are locked out. It's like, you want us to do our job with these fancy, fancy laptops and equipment that you give us, but we can't do it because it's so locked up with security features. We can't do anything with it.
It's unfortunate that's how everything's going, but it kind of has to be because it's so easy for people to get compromised and compromise the integrity of an entire company based on, you know, a simple wrong click or running an executable they got from a bad site.
Oh, I understand it. I understand it all, like I said. I've already been to a couple clients or a couple customers that they were hit, unfortunately. That's why I keep an older backup laptop that doesn't have that many security features on it. And I just use that if I have to do anything programming-wise in regards to a controller or something.
Sorry, I was going through my ATRS menu. Can't get this stupid thing to beacon properly. I don't know why.
I found out who was squawking the other day on, was it on 2600 or was it on 65?
I don't know if we ever got confirmation who that was, but it did start to, actually, I can't remember. I believe it stopped, like, shortly after we were having the conversation, though.
I didn't think it was my VMware radio, which I had the ARPS enabled on, but that goes through the open spot.
Yeah, mine's on my VFOB, and I can hear it beeping. I just don't see me showing up on APRS-FI, or .FI, or whatever it is, so I don't know what's going on.
And I know that you guys are all talking about it, like, thinking it was somebody out of Flint or Burton or something like that, but like you said, it stopped after a while, because I was just sitting there, and all of a sudden it just disappeared.
I'm sure whoever it was realized, and I'm sure it wasn't intentional. Yeah, I would like mine to work. I don't know, it's kind of cool, kind of dumb, but, you know, you got a snazzy radio, might as well play with the toys. I did order an OpenSpot 4 Pro this morning, so I'm pretty excited about that. Something to mess around with, it kind of does all things digital, so. The cool thing with that, too, is when I get my 500 back at some point, hopefully soon, I can use it with that as well and use Fusion and Cross Mode and do all those things.
Any word on that yet, by any chance, Nicole?
Negative. I've not heard a single thing other than the fact that they got it.
Well, hopefully it'll be good news, and it could be something just simple. Let's pray.
I'm already prepared for them to say something stupid and then just say, fine, you know, give me a discounted price on a new control head.
Well, the ST-500, is that an all-mode transceiver?
Jeff and C4FM.
I was just thinking, why is there so much traffic in Memphis tonight? I'm like, oh, that's right, it's our town's tree lighting tonight at 7 o'clock. And I think it should be something that I partake in, considering that I am on the Planning Commission.
What time is that at?
7 o'clock p.m.
Get you home, adjusting time.
I just pulled into the city right now. I'm just going to go pull in the parking lot here. Really don't feel like getting into the house because then the dogs would be going crazy.
NADBF. Yeah, I'm on my way to, Big Red. I don't know how long I'm going to be there, and then I don't know which way I'm going to go home, but, definitely glad this week's over.
Well, you're just on the outer edge of Elmont, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll only be about 20 minutes from home.
Yeah, I'm like 2 minutes walking distance, but like I said, if I go home and park for an hour, then the dogs are going to go crazy, and then I have to walk up in the cold, and I just don't want to do that, so I'll just sit up here for a little bit.
This is driving nuts, why I can't figure this out.
Is your HD driving you nuts again?
Yeah, I even went as far as watching YouTube videos and that didn't learn me, so something's not right. I don't know what I messed up.
Sometimes the most complex toys are the easiest toys are the most complex, or however that goes. I know this thing, you know, my Lenko I could program pretty easy, and then I got some older Lenko HDs and figured out how to program those.
Yeah, they're all quirky in their own right. I just have never had one of these, so I don't really know much about it. So it's one of those things that's part of the reason why I ordered an OpenSpot 4 so I can start messing with the digital stuff, because I'm unable to get that to work as well. I need something, I need a lab, somewhere I can play with things and get them working instead of trying to do it while I'm doing 75 on the highway.
Well, you gotta take it home, you gotta bring it inside, you gotta get the programming cable and get the software for it.
Oh, I got all that, that's fine. It's just, I don't know if I'm, there's a lot of different star settings buried in this thing, as there are ATRS, so fortunately it's just a USB-C cable and I have the RG system for it. So programming channels is easy if they're analog, and I'm assuming D-Star, but I haven't been close enough to a D-Star repeater to, you know, accurately test this thing. And for all I know, I haven't been close enough to a AC. Oh no, I got some packets this morning on my way in. I'm not really close to any digi feeders either, so I might have to set one of those up in my house.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out with this Olinco. I mean, it says that there's a digital chip that goes in it. It's like another $150, but now it says that it's obsolete. Can't find it, but it doesn't tell me what digital mode it is. It doesn't tell me if it's DMR, doesn't tell me if it's D-Star, you know, or system fusion. It doesn't, it just says digital. So the only thing I can think of is probably DMR.
Yeah, I would bet it's DMR. It sounds a little DMR-y. It's got that tone.
I gotta turn off the radio, disconnect it all, power it down, whatever, you know, whatever I gotta do. Then I gotta put this chip in there, secure it, you know, 'cause I gotta take the cover off of it, put it in there. There's a spot for it, and then somehow go into the programming of it by hand and activating it or something like that. I never really looked too much into it. Like I said, it's another $150 that I don't have right now. And if I want to do DMR, I got my QIT, you know, the UV380 that Captain Nunn redid for me, and I got the open spot sitting here in the van, you know, with an LTE modem, so there's my DMR.
Oh, good. I'll have someone I can harass on DMR when I'm driving then.
Yeah, I got it on 31261 right now, and then, I think Wally was helping me out. He says that I was over modding on it. I was able to get into the programming of the radio by hand into the options and dropped it down to a negative 9 dB for the DMR mic. And I went to pair it and did a talk back on it. Now it sounds a lot better.
I think out of all the digital modes, DMR is the coolest. It's a little complicated. I would say it's on it would go in order of fusion being the easiest, DMR, and then D-Star being unnecessarily difficult.
Yeah, I agree there. Once I started getting into a little bit more, like I said, Don set up the open spot for me, got it connected to the Brandmaster network, set that all up so I don't have to worry about that. And then started going with the OpenGD77, messing around with it. Now I know what I'm doing when I go in there, and I can see the uplink and the downlink and all the other neat features of it. Now I know how to direct dial into it. I can go to 91 or 93, but that's like CB now. I mean, everybody's on 91.
There are a few that are very, very busy. I remember when I first got into the digital stuff with my FT70, I'd go to AmericaLink, and I was like, dude, I could... The problem with that was I was using a PiStar, and I would turn on AmericaLink, and I couldn't get out of it because you can't change the reflector when you're receiving, and I didn't have a duplex hotspot. So, yeah, no, I know what you mean. There's some that are just way too busy.
Yeah, I think I had the same issue. I went on to 3100, which is the USA Bridge. I keyed it up, and then it just started going crazy. I'm like, all right, I gotta somehow disconnect it. So I have disconnect OS on there. Went in there, keyed that up, waited, keyed it up again, and finally said disconnect it. Then I went back to SW1, statewide one, and got back onto the link there.
I was looking at buying a TYC MD390 Plus. I still might because I'm going to put the OpenGD77 on it and use it for satellite work with my Yagi. But what's going on there? But now that I got the open spot coming, I can just cross mode with the 75 I've got. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna do this winter. But I definitely want to refresh myself on the digital because I've been in range of D-Star and not been able to use it because I don't have it set up correctly. So what do they call it? Get the T-shirt. That's what I'm gonna do.
Well, that'll work. It's an open spot one that Sean passed my way. And I like it. Like I said, I had it at home when I was off. And then I got this cell chip. I had a SIM chip through T-Mobile that's been sitting there paying for it, you know, like 10 bucks a month for it. I went shopping all over, couldn't find an LTE modem. I needed one with a hardwired Cat5 on it. I happened to find one at Micro Center. Paid 50 bucks for it, set it up. And now I just carry that around everywhere. And it works great. I don't have to worry about connecting to my home network or anything.
NATDF. Sean is the one that pushed me over the edge this morning to buy an open spot. I originally ordered stuff to build another Pi-Star, and I was within, you know, a few bucks of an open spot. I'm like, what am I doing to myself? I'm neutering myself for not much less money. Because with a simplex Pi-Star, you're very limited to what you're going to be able to do. The D-Star cross mode, which my nicest, my only digital HD that's not Chinese right now is D-Star. So I was like, you know what, spend a couple extra bucks, get the open spot, it's portable, I can bring it everywhere. But that's what I keep hearing, all these guys have these $10 a month T-Mobile hotspots. I'm going to have to look into that because I have an iPhone and the hotspot on iPhone does not play nice with any sort of digital radio stuff. There just seems to be a lot of wafts, drops, things like that.
Yeah, you get the hotspot for like 10 bucks a month, and I think it's like an extra line charge, however it goes. But like I said, I already have the two chips. My son has one. I got the other SIM chip. And because the OpenSpot one is strictly hardwired, I had to find an LTE modem. Those are hard to come by. I said, Micro Center was the only one that had one that's an LTE modem. It's not a hotspot, it's an actual modem. I plug the chip in, I can either pick my own IP address or pull one off of T-Mobile network. And it's all USB powered, so I got it plugged into a splitter here in the van. And it just stays connected. When I bring it in over the weekend, I take the whole kit with me. And then just plug it into my USB ports that are right there behind the couch. Plug it in, leave it go, and I can talk on all weekend. And it's only a 4G, but it does the trick. I have not had a dropped contact yet.
See, I've got a Verizon business plan. The cheapest hotspot I can get is like $50 a month. And T-Mobile left a horrible taste in my mouth. When I ordered SIMs, I was going to switch from Verizon and back in September-ish. I was going to switch from Verizon to T-Mobile because Verizon's not great at my new house. And ended up going to AT&T, but I had ordered three SIMs from T-Mobile for my wife and I on my second line. And they've still been charging me. I had to call my bank and dispute payments and all this. It was a mess. Horrible company to deal with, at least in my experience, so I will not be going back to them, but I do need to figure out a solution for a decent hotspot, and I think I have one, actually. We've got a ton of extra lines just sitting on our work account. I might just grab one of those and do what you did, is just pick up one of those hotspots and call it a day.
Yeah, it makes it a whole lot easier. I mean, you got a hotspot, all you're going to use it for is data. It's not a signal, so there's no voice going through it. And we use them for work. We got some of them at work that are either AT&T or Verizon hotspots. And just get the chip and throw it in that hotspot. I think you can pick one up either at T-Mobile. You can pick one up at Best Buy. I think they have hotspots. All right, geez, get one off of Amazon. You know, see what you can get there. Find one that says for Verizon or for AT&T. You already got the chip. You're already paying for the chip. Buy it outright. it in there, and off you go.
Hold on, I'm in a bad spot. All right, do I have it now?
Yeah, you're still there. You sound good. Get you.
Going around Keswick Lake, man. I dropped out hard there. I could barely even hear you. Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do. I got a bunch of sims just sitting there. I'm going to activate one, and I'm going to go on Amazon. I think I'll pick up one of those Netgear Nighthawk modems for like $100 and or hotspots and call it a day. But I'm rolling into my destination here. I'm going to go drink some cold beer and eat a nice chicken sandwich. So good talking to you, Sujo. Have fun at the tree lighting. I'll catch up with you maybe this evening or this weekend. NADDF, I'll be clear if yours.
Sounds good. I'll just keep on my DMR. I'll keep it on. Just leave the power on and just keep it in the charger because then everything's going to be there. So 73 to you. Enjoy the beer. Have one for me because I can't. And I'll probably eat chicken noodle soup when I get home. KZKGO.
KF8S. Portable.
KZKGO. Mobile. Oh, not really. I'm sitting in my van. Not moving.
Well, I think it means you're in the mobile, so you're not at your base. But I'll allow it. Just walking out here getting the mail. Ugh, it's cold.
I'm sitting in my work van with the heat on at the parking lot waiting for the tree lighting to begin in our little itty-bitty town.
Yeah, I've got the background at 23 mile with me and the wind.
I was just down there earlier today.
Yeah, I can tell that they're trying to get as many basements dug as soon as possible. I don't know if they're going to be able to put any more basements, though. I don't know if they'll cure with this weather, but they're going ahead and building.
Oh, they'll dig into the dead of winter, dude. We got some basements over here in Memphis that they got the house on top of it now, but still windows are open.
Yeah, they go pretty fast once the inspection is passed and they're allowed to build. And then they just put it up really fast.
Oh, yeah, I've been watching the build out over here. Believe me, being in the Planning Commission, I know all about it. I hear about it in one way or another. Oh, when I said I was down there by there, I was over at Pit Stop Diner for lunch today.
What was it called, Pit Stop? Is it on North Avenue?
No, it's further east. It's down there in New Baltimore, like Chesterfield, New Baltimore, right there on the border, just before Jefferson. You have Seaburgers, Cheeseburgers on the north side, and you got Pit Stop Diner, which is the old KFC on the south side. And they got pretty good food, so if you ever get a chance, go down there.
Yeah, I'll have to explore down there. I'll probably do it more in the warmer months, but right now, all I want to do is stay home this weather, or at least the temperature, that is.
Well, in the warmer months, you want to go to a Crocker and Jefferson over to Eddie's Drive-In. You want to do it on the weekends because they have classic cars there. I think the kids will like that. Plus, they got pretty good food.
Well, my one neighbor's outgunned me for Christmas decorations. They got inflatables. They got nutcrackers. My goodness. All I have is laser lights.
I have nothing. I'll try to do something this weekend. Maybe. If I feel like it.
I left the garage open again on the construction house next to me. It could be nice and close it for them. Who cares? Hey, Eric, next time you're outside,
who's out there tonight?
Try it. You get my nose. I'll tell you more about it later. What's going on? Are you out of work? No.
And I don't know if I'm on the node or the two dots. I don't know where I'm at. I have no display.
Should be on 2.6.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm on the All-Star 2.6. Hold on, let me check the dashboard.
Good mind. We're not linked up, we're just on FBI on its own.
I stepped on somebody who's up there besides us, Dave.
Eric was out here, you didn't hear him?
No, I think I stepped on him when I heard who cares, and then I jumped out, okay, who doesn't care? Or who does care? Is that Eric, usually?
Yeah, usually he's the culprit.
You're on 2600. I'm on Richmond's now.
Yeah, your audio is sounding better. I think when you're moving, you might shout into your mic and it gets distorted. I don't know if you have a gain setting on that Alinco radio.
Yeah, I got it set for zero right now. I adjust my audio depending. I try to talk across the mic and not into the mic.
I don't have an Alinco radio, but I have an Alinco mic, and I know they're pretty sensitive. You gotta tone down your voice a little more than you're used to. I noticed that when I shout into mine.
I think it's because one, from law enforcement, I learned how to broadcast my voice over a crowd. Two, being an announcer for horse shows, I had to really project my voice through the mic to get through all the barns and all the music and all the horses and and all the livestock. So everybody knew when I was on the mic because of my voice. Casey, KJ.
KF8S. Or where Eric went. Oh, yeah, he said he's still working, so I'm sure he'll be on when he's driving home.
At least you're back inside now, because I can tell.
Yeah, no more wind. And, yeah, I'm on this new Bofang radio. I got it from B-Tech, just to get the T-shirt on it. It's a pretty decent radio. It's not anything more special than the other Bofangs out there, but it's sponsored by D-Tech, so if there's any, like, support or any other issues, you can go right through them. And they're in South Dakota, that company.
Mine's older. I got the UV5R, and I forgot where I got it from, but I paid, like, $30 for it. Still works, it's still sitting in here, the battery's still good on it.
Yeah, I put a different antenna on my All-Star node, and I put it in an upstairs area by the wall, by an outside wall, and it made it through. I was, through the mailbox and all that. It was, I was doing echo tests with it, and I was working really well, so happy about that. I don't know how far from the house it'll go. Don't want to go too far, but be curious if I could, bike like a mile or two and still get into it or not.
Well, I got that open spot that I got from Sean, and I might put that, I put it in the house next to the TV, and it's like right next to the window. And I think I tried doing it at 5 watts from just down the street from the house, and I can't remember if I got anything or not. I don't know. I'll try it when I go outside to stand and watch the tree get lit. See what happens.
Surprised Captain Don doesn't join you. He could see the Christmas lights.
Well, he's down here over in Columbus,
know, he came up to the house. It takes about 15 minutes to get up here on the back road. But I think right now he's down in the Heights. So I watched him on YouTube for a bit earlier today.
Oh, he must have been doing some satellite passes then.
Yeah, there was a satellite pass coming off it, but he was, what was he on? He was on, 14-1, I think, and, just doing a bunch of CQs on there.
Okay, I'll have to go watch it. So what time is the, tree lighting? Because it's dark now. They should light it. Are they going to get, and are they going to give you hot cocoa and all that stuff? Is it a whole production?
Yes. The tree lighting is at 7 o'clock, and then you walk down the street for hot chocolate at the fire station.
Very nice. Yeah, I used to go, when I lived in Sterling Heights, when the kids were younger, too, they would have a big thing. So. All right, I'll let you walk to it and all that stuff. I'm going to get dinner. We got to get dinner for the kitties here, and maybe Eric will be on in a little bit, so I'll listen for him as well. So I will chat with you later. I'll be on the side, KF8S.
All right, enjoy your dinner, or at least enjoy K's dinner. I'll probably just have soup when I get in. KF8S 73 from KC8, KK Okucho.
W-A-D-A-P. W-A-R-C-Y. W-A-D-A-P.
W-A-D-A-P, K-F-A-D-S.
Good evening. This is Kilo Delta Niner, Alpha Golf Tango, Jerry in Ottawa, Illinois. Would like a little information about Michigan. I was going to double check on something. So this is Kilo Delta 90, Alpha Golf Tango in Ottawa, Illinois. CQ, CQ.
Kilo Golf 9, Alpha Golf Tango, I think it was there. This is ADHFK, Leonard, here in the Massachusetts, Michigan, north of Detroit. Come on back to your name, and we'll do our best to help you.
Roger, Roger. Thank you, sir. This is Kilo Delta Niner Alpha Golf Tango. My name is Jerry. I am in Ottawa, Illinois. We are going to go on a trip up to Michigan. I believe it's called the UP. We are going to go, I believe it is June 26th through the 29th. I was just wondering if Detroit is anywhere close to UP. I'm not really familiar with this, so I'm just trying to get a little information, sir. Merry Christmas. Hope you're doing well. You really sound good here down your echo link repeater here, so I'll just wait for your reply.
You said June 26th or the last week in June, you plan on going to the UP. Well, that'd be a good time of year to go. This would not be, January would not be a good time to go. The UP is pretty desolate, and you're going to have a good taste of winter if you go in January. But in June, you should have a very pleasant trip, and we shouldn't have a problem. Detroit is the part of the state. We are down in the southeastern quadrant of Michigan. We're I'm just a few miles north of Detroit. And, you know, they call it the mitten. Michigan has a mitten. And the UP is above the tip of the middle of it. You got to go across the bridge unless you go up through Illinois and Wisconsin and come around that way. That would be a nice trip for you, if you don't mind getting through, getting around Chicago. Or you can come through Michigan, too, and come up 23 all the way up. It would be a nice route. I wouldn't suggest taking 75 up from your area, because that would be quite a ways out of your way. But you can go up the western side of the state, too. That would be even better. If I forget the route. I know 131, U.S. 131 is a great route. They would take you up along the, and 127 goes up to the middle. So you got a few options there, depending on your itinerary and what you are interested in, and how much time you have to spend, where you want to stay overnight, and so forth. So any other questions that we can help you with? I hope that was helpful. This is Leonard, AD8FK. Go ahead there, Jerry.
Leonard, you gave me more than the information. We will have our own journey up there. We will be on motorcycles. We're going to be in a hog group. I don't know exactly how many yet are. We're just trying to get a little information on this. I've called the area that we're going to be going to. We'll probably be staying. The friends are going to take a travel trailer up and the fifth wheeler up there, have their bike towed up there, and then there's going to be probably four or five of us on our Harleys going up there. We'll probably be staying in by a trailer court that has some cabins. We will be doing good, except when I called the Chamber of Commerce, they told me about bear. Hopefully, I've been talking to people about bear. And I said, gee, I don't want to be eaten by no doggone bear. I'm coming from Illinois, so we will have a good trip up there. I want to say thank you for your information. God bless you, your family. I really do appreciate it. It's making me feel more comfortable on this journey we're going on. So with that said, Leonard, I'm going to say 73. I hope you and your family have a safe holidays coming up. God bless you. Merry Christmas. And 73, sir, thanks for coming back. This is Kilo Delta Niner, Alpha Golf Tango, Jerry in Ottawa, Illinois. 73, sir, your last contact.
Good, Jerry. Well, you're living the dream. You're living the dream. I've always maintained my cycle endorsement on my license with the hope of maybe getting a bike someday, but I've had a couple small bikes in times past, but I always wanted to get a big bike when I was younger and stronger. Now I'm over 80, so I guess I won't be getting one now. But it sounds like a great trip planned if you got some good people to ride with and
keep your wits about you. Keep in mind, stay on the western side of the state, especially coming from Illinois. Stay on the western side of the state. You'll have a beautiful trip up there, and you'll be, have a lot of things you can stop and see if you see fit to. Bring your radio. Definitely bring your radio along. I hope you got it planned out so you can program it for the repeaters. There is a couple of repeaters that cover the state. They're tied together. So something. This one's a good one right here. This K8FBI group have a number of repeaters all up and down the state. So you'll be able to get into it for sure. Even if you use Echolink, you'll be able to get in all over the state of Michigan, basically. So enjoy the trip, and who knows, we might be able to have you a QSO on your trip there. 73 Jerry, KD9, AGT, this is 88FK.